Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, Karma Cafe. We're just going to go ahead and jump into some music. This is Indy Irie. It's called That Magic. I'm trying to help you woo-sah and keep from doing 30 days. Rock with me, DJ E Monster. Woo-sah, baby. Woo-sah. Let that stress go.
You would never know that he's the one. But after one conversation, you will see where I am coming from. His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an aphrodisiac. He's got that magic. Ooh, he's got that magic. Ooh, he's got that magic. The way he touches me is so spiritual, he's so everything, he's a miracle, yeah.
He's got that magic.
Ooh,
he's got that magic.
Ooh,
he's got that magic.
Oh, the way he touches me is so spiritual, he's so everything, he's a miracle.
Karma Cafe.
And the instant he touched me, I knew what I've been waiting for. It's like his hands and my body been friends before. Ooh. Every other man next to him is so mundane. In a world of cocaine, he's like fine champagne. And he's all so odd and so unique.
Okay, Monstrous Radio, Karma Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved.
Thank you for tuning in. I got a hot little show for you guys tonight. Both my co-hosts are under the weather, so I'm going to see if I can make it do what it do around here. Just eat monster and see what we get out of it. What am I on tonight? Let's see. All right. Earlier this week, we had somebody who called in and talked about, it was Jay Dirty. He said, basically, you know, men today are not very masculine because they was raised by their mama. And this is why men fall to whims of women and certain other things. So I want to talk about that a little bit coming up later. So hopefully he'll tune in and give us his view, and then we can jump in base off of that. I got another one coming up. Let's see. I'm going to find that one here in just a second. I want to get it exactly. I shared it from somebody's page on Facebook. Also, another one. It's a little Karma Cafe funny I got on my page there on Facebook. And what it is, it's a little kid, and he's dressed like Donald Trump. And the person put, I don't know if the lady posted that of her kid saying, this is my kid or whatever. But another person shared it and said, guess who ain't getting no candy? And I'm like, damn, okay, we're doing that. All right. It is what it is. So if you're a little kid, watch what you wear, because you will be held accountable like a motherfucking adult. It is what it is. That's how we do it over here. So, all right, check it out. This is where here's some more music to help you woo style. Remember, it's not about the dance tonight. It's about you not getting 30 days because you don't reach out and put your hands on somebody. So here's something from all the dads from us at Monsters Radio to all y'all out there. Here's that conversation you got to have with a young man, Justin Timberlake. Woo style music. Woo style.
Dead. Yeah.
Remember, you can call me up 424-243-9649. Press 1 if you're a monster.
Sit down, let me tell you how it's supposed to be. How they told me, young man, if you want to make God smile, take care, you got to be better. Got it from your mama, damn she looks good. You might get a sister by the time you get the picture. If you want a woman that's good, you gotta clear your system. And it's alright if you need to cry, you got my permission. You can do anything in the world if you listen like a young man. Sit down, let me tell you how it's supposed to be. How they told me, say young man. Make plans, you got to be ready. You don't understand right now, you're a young man. But you gon' have to stand for something. We don't ever back down, don't back down. We don't have to act out, don't act out. And even when you fall, don't stay down. If you need me around, you know, stay down. And anywhere you go, you can go your own. I once was a young man, yeah. Sit down, let me tell you how it's supposed to be. How they told me, say, young man, if you wanna make God smile, make plans, you got to be ready. You don't understand right now, you're a young man, yeah. But you gon' have to stand for something. Someday somebody's gonna break your heart in two, and I'll be there. Gonna break somebody's heart, that's what we do. One day I'll be gone soon, but right now I'm home. No, you'll never be alone. Maybe someday you'll be talking to your own young man, yeah. You know your daddy's so proud of you, my little young man. Mama just can't get enough of you, my little young man, yeah. You know your daddy's so proud of you, my little young man, yeah. Hey, young man, sit down, let me tell you how it's supposed to be. How they told me, said young man, if you wanna make God smile, make plans. to be ready. You don't understand right now, you're a young man. You're gonna have to stand for something.
Yo, what's up? It's Cam Corvée. Listen, keep it locked to Monster US Radio with my bro, DJ E Monster.
Yeah, right here on Comic Cafe. I got some Cam Corvée coming up here in just a little bit. But this one I got coming up next is called Appreciation Day. It's by Lloyd. And I like to put this one out here because sometimes we go throughout the week, we get stressed and things, and we forget about the things that we need to appreciate. You dig? I'm just saying. So check this one out. This is Lloyd. It's called Appreciation Day on Karma Cafe. Remember, it's not about dancing. It's about you not getting 30 days and letting it go.
Appreciation Day. Appreciation Day. Say thank you to my mom and my daddy for making love the night that you had me. Wanna thank my friends, my sister, my brother, Mercedes for my fans. Damn, I love you like no other. I wanna thank my teachers. I shout out to my preacher. I wanna thank my speakers for giving me something to reach for. I wanna thank my fans from the Cali to Compton. They know when it's time I get this motherfucker popping. I wanna say to my cousin, thanks for showing love when I really needed guidance. Was selling dope and thugging. 17 with a gun a day, I got arrested. Saved by Irv Gotti. He told me count my blessings. So many lessons I've been learning the hard way. Just look how far we came from hanging in the hallway. Now I dedicate my life to what the songs say. Good for me, good for you, yeah, that's what I'll do. Nobody did it better. My best friend Bunny was finished for 20. Until you had your freedom, I keep sending you money. Seems I've been getting older from a two-seater to a rover. Needed more room for Brandy, little Angie and a stroller. Got a little stronger since I was at the ferry. I hope I live longer. Dying was scary. So much love. I swear I'd probably lose my mind. She's there for me and I'm here for you. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You are now listening to Karma Cafe.
Blessings. Well, what is a blessing? Well, blessing is a gift from the creator of heaven and earth to see and all that in them is. Well, in order to receive a gift from the Father, you must have favor. Well, how do I have favor, man? By being obedient to his words, which are instructions from heaven. Well, what is his word, man? Well, you can hear him talking, man, in Genesis all the way through Malachi, man. That's the law and the prophets. You know what they call the Old Testament. It's like, yeah, man, I heard of that, man. That's what's up. So study to show yourself approved, man, and get that blessing. Open your hand wide so you can receive your blessings. Don't close your hands, open them wide. How can you receive your blessing when you got your hands closed?
Yes. Amen. Thank you, God, for this life. Thank you, God. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Comic Cafe. So, all right, let me see. What was it? Okay, so we got the masculinity topic to talk about here coming up in just a little bit. You guys know the number. Call in if you want to jump in on the discussion, or you can hit us up on The Monstars on Facebook. Drop your comments, and we'll read those as well. But the other one that I said I couldn't find, now here it is. I found it. I'm just going to say from the homegirl Chevy, I'm not going to say her last name, put a government out here. I don't want to get cut. Check it out. She said, abusers always use love as an excuse or justification. You don't abuse and demean those you love. You don't love them. You love the power you have over them. Hashtag facto. So that's kind of deep right there. That's kind of deep. So that's another one we could talk about, but I got two requests coming up, and then we're going to open up the line, and then we're going to do our discussion thing. So check it out. Let's get to those requests right here to help a woosah. If they help you woosah, let me know, and I got you. Check it out. Here's one. It's called Fake Love. Apparently, they said they got fake employees at work. Okay, it is what it is. Remember, all y'all there to get money. Y'all not there to be popular and make friends. It is what it is. Watch what you say at the water cooler. I'm just playing.
They look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. Tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. Vibes just like night and day. I can feel like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Comic Cafe. All right, that one came in off of Twitter. They said they want to stay anonymous because their whole job listen to Monstrous Radio. I can feel you on that one. So, all right, check it out. I got another one to go through. But I got to do this commercial right quick. And apparently, a lady ain't getting the type of attention she thinks she needs. Watch what her request is. All right, let's check it out right after this. This shit ain't working. I.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EDD.
All right, this one right here came in off of Snapchat. You can connect with me on Snapchat, eMonster, and the number 4. It's from Hot Mama. Apparently, she's upset. There's not much I can say. I think the song pretty much sums it up. Comic Cafe, let us know if you got something you want to play, or you can call us up and vent. 424-243-9649. But you got to press 1 if you're monstrous. And hopefully I can get this to work, because it ain't doing what it's supposed to do. Get in. So I'm sorry, Hot Mama, if I don't get your request over here, because my system is just bonkers right now. Okay. There we go. She requests some Cardi B.
You don't
hear
my
life. Monstrous Radio Comic Cafe. Damn, homie, you better get it together, because they're sending out messages right here. All you got to do is hit us up or call us up and make your request. So I got somebody over here on the line. Let's go over here and check in with them right quick and see what they want to talk about on Comic Cafe. 912-334, who we got on the line? Hello.
Beat is Dirty, man.
What's good, Dirty? What's good, Dirty?
Not shit. Not shit, brother.
I'm actually glad you called in, you dig? Because, one, I'm over here by myself. my other two co-hosts are feeling down today, so, you know, I'm running the show. But like I said earlier this week, I wanted to run off of something that you touched on earlier this week, and it was about masculinity in today's age when it comes to men. Can you run that down again, tap that off?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, it basically goes back to, you know, like, you know, way back in the day, you know, a lot of, you know, most American people was born under the umbrella of marriage, you know, so they had the mother and the father in the same roof with them. You know what I'm saying? So the father was there to actually protect the child from the mother's anger and, you know, the woman's nature. If they had a son, you know, the father was there to protect the son from the mother's nature. So that's kind of what that had established. But then as we move into the you know, it happened at the same damn time that the civil rights movement actually came to pass back in the day, and that's when the government became the daddy of a lot of people, a lot of poor people in the country or whatever. And what happened is they took the fathers out of the homes, and they actually let the fathers run away from their responsibilities, you know, as men that have made these babies with these women. They allowed the men to be able to run away from their responsibilities as men that had babies with these women, and they allowed the women to no longer need men in the household because now the government was the husband and daddy of these women that was taking care of them. So what happened is you get a lot of these men that was grown up and they was raised in single mother households, and what happened is that, you know, the mother's mentality, they was already angry at the men for leaving them because the government allowed them to get out of their civic duty as, you know, creating children. So the mothers was already bitter and was angry at the men for that. So what happened is the government became the daddy. The mothers had anger toward the fathers that left their responsibilities. And so what happened is they ended up passing that anger down to their sons and their children. And what happened is they made a lot of the men in my generation and probably even your generation, they made them more emotional. You know, they made them men nowadays have more of a mind state of a woman than they do a man. You dig what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty damn sure if a guy in my generation was to happen to go back and talk to his great grandfather or even his grandfather, they would have nothing in common. Simply because, you know, men was once men and women was once women, but nowadays it's hard to differentiate between the two, though, because now men have the same mind state that women have. They're very emotional, you know, they believe in keeping in touch with feelings and, you know, they actually think like women do. And, you know, and this is just not an opinion of mine. You know, this has actually been proven, you know, with a whole bunch of psychological studies. And a matter of fact, if you actually look out into the world, especially in poor communities, you will actually see the single mother household rate is very fucking high. And also in these poor communities that the single mother rate is so high, you also see a lot of crime. You know what I'm saying? You see a lot of foul shit going on in these poor communities where the single mother household is high like that. You don't see that shit in neighborhoods where they have mothers and fathers in the home. You don't see crime at that same level. So this shit is it's all comprehensible. It all wraps up in the same bubble, though. So, you know, because everybody that knows common sense knows that men and women are not the same kind of people. You know, we're born with two different natures. The nature of that of a man, the nature of that of a woman is two different natures. You dig what I'm saying? But nowadays in this social economy that we're living in, where everybody wants socialism to be so popping, what happens is they're trying to make men think the same way that women do. They want everybody to be on the same plane when it's not humanly possible, because men and women have two different natures by nature. You dig what I'm saying? We're not the same people. Right. Though. There's no way in the hell we could ever be equal. We're two different beings. We have two different natures with two different mind states. And then that's what these women are doing nowadays. You know, they're trying to make men more like women so that they can control them more. And they got this whole agenda. It's a lot of evil shit going on, brother. And, you know, a lot of people hear me talk like this, though. You know, they judge me about it. No, I've been called a racist. I've been called a sexist. Brother, if I told you the words I've been called, oh, my God, we'd be here all fucking night. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, though, brother, this shit be true, though. You know, I mean, how many men do you know nowadays that have the woman run the relationship? You dig what I'm saying? The man's scared to get on to them or correct them when they do wrong or whatever, though. You dig what I'm saying? And it's just one of those things where, like, more men are getting sensitive like women are, and no man's being a man anymore, because a man's not attached to a woman. A man's supposed to be attached to God and nothing else. So a man ain't supposed to be running around chasing women and running around behind a bitch like, oh, I don't want you to leave me. I'm gonna convince you to stay. Men by nature is not supposed to be doing that type of stuff. So this is a hell of a mind state that we're in nowadays.
Right. I mean, I'm there with you, bro. I see it. I mean, it's not in every case, you know what I mean? There are solid men out there, but there is, you know, the things that you're talking about that I do see. You know what I mean? Like, an example, when you say about, you know, the women being in charge, a lot of women are starting to feel like men in some relationships.
Right.
You dig? And some men, I don't know how to say it, but, I mean, it is what it is. I think it comes down to sometimes with some men, the women, sometimes they play the role of the man. So they start to get that, I don't know, get that feeling of a man. What I mean by that is she's the one going to work. She's the one taking care of everything, blah, 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 blah. She's feeling that stress as that alpha male would. You know what I mean? And she's bringing that
right.
shit home. And
right.
whether he submits or not is another story. But, you know what I mean? I can see where the women get that. And like you said, like when you said with the crime and everything like that, I'm with that 100. Now, it's not – only thing that would change in that with the single mother part is the ones where the fathers are involved in the kids' lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard that argument before, brother, but it's not the same as actually having a mother and biological father under the same roof with you 24/7 watching your every move and correcting your every mistake. It's not the same. Because when the daddy is not in the same household with them and he only comes around from time to time or when the kid goes to his house, the daddy's not there to protect him from the woman's dictatorship on a daily basis, because now the son lives with the mother majority of the time, so she's the dictator majority of the time. So now the son mm-hmm. follows more of her steps than he do the daddy's. And that is a big damn problem. I've heard this argument before, though, but, I mean, if the daddy's not mm-hmm. there 24/7 to protect them from the mother's mind state, then she becomes mm-hmm. a dictator. If she has more custody over the son, that means she mm-hmm. becomes his dictator. So if she don't want him to learn fucking math for whatever reason, he don't have to learn it because she's not going to let him. She's a dictator. She has the majority custody of him. But when he goes sees his daddy on the weekend, his daddy's telling him this shit. But then when he goes back and live a majority of his life with his mother, the majority of the time he's being dictated by her mind state. It's a big different story, though. See, the fathers and mothers have to be under the same roof with the children, under the umbrella of marriage. The only way that shit's going to work. Because other than that, the power has no father over the mother. She takes him to child support court. Dig what I'm saying? She limits his rights to see the child. He only gets him every other weekend. It's a whole cycle, brother. It's shit. It'll never work like that. And shout out to the mm-hmm. fathers that is trying on that wavelength, though. Shout out to them. They are trying mm-hmm. to be there. But as far as that whole system goes, though, brother, the women actually do control that whole situation, because all the fathers you're referring to, they either not there with their sons under the same roof, or they either see them every other weekend, bro. And it's not the same as having mm-hmm. a mother as a dictator a majority of your life. It's not the same thing, because your daddy's not there to stop
right.
your mother from doing that to you. He's not there to correct
right.
her when she tries to put her anger off on you for him. You know what I'm saying? It's weird shit, though, but it's very true. And like I said, like last year, though, brother,
mm-hmm.
I was the totally
mm-hmm.
opposite of this right now. Last year, shit, I
mm-hmm.
was a beta male last year. I was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought just like my goddamn mama last year. Though, I was very fucking emotional, bro.
Just like
I was goddamn mm-hmm. ready to beat somebody the fuck up over just stupid shit. I was so angry. Like, bro, I had my mama's identity last year. And then overnight, this goddamn
mm-hmm.
shit just clicked. And I'm like, holy shit, this shit real. Like, it makes perfect
right.
fucking sense right now, though. Like, I didn't understand that last year. Like, and this shit happened overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And now, though, I'm losing a lot of friends and a lot of family. Like, bro, this shit is real, bro. And this shit is not nothing to play with, though. So, you know, if you got to show that, you know, you're trying to just, this is not nothing to play with right now, because most of the people that listen to this shit, you know, the old saying, the truth hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it ain't just a saying. That ain't just a saying, brother. That shit actually happens in real life. And what happens is when you start telling the goddamn truth, you lose friends, you lose sponsorships, you lose money, you lose a lot of shit in your life. It's just facts. Because the whole world is full of lies. So when you start telling the truth, you lose most of everything you ever knew. That is a fact. So, I mean,
right.
I'm not here to take over
right.
your show, brother. I'm just here to, you know, answer questions and just, I like your show. It just so happens that I like your fucking show. I thank you cool people, though. That's all that is. I just happen to thank you cool people.
Well,
I like your show. But if I get too,
well,
if I get too much for you, brother, you let me know and I'm going to bag back.
Right, right. Well, bro, that's the one thing I always like about you, because I think that's one thing that's lost in today. You know, whether I agree with you or not is really, I don't want to say irrelevant, but that's just, men have to be able to have a difference in opinion and still be cool. You dig? Like
right.
you said, with the mind state, I think that's a, I hate to say it, ladies, but I think that's one of y'all emotional traits that you bump
right.
heads with somebody and now all of a sudden, fuck that bitch, fuck that motherfucker, I can't deal with them. When
yes,
I was coming
sir.
Up, as guys, we could bump heads and still be cool. Still go get a drink, whatever.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Bro, that's what you think. That's what I think it is, what it is. You dig?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But like what you said on the part about the family part, and like you said, the truth does sting a little bit. It stung me a little bit, but I'm going to keep it 100. What you said about how the two dads need to be in the home, you dig? I live that. You 100 on that, bruh. As bad as, you dig? It stung, but you're right on that because my kids, I believe, are good overall. You dig?
Right.
But it was different
that's
when
good.
They came to my house and when they went home to their mama house. Now,
right.
they could always come live with me, whatever, whatever. When they was with me for the summer, whatever, it was different than when they went home. When they went home, they could do
right.
whatever. They could get into certain little malices, whatever, whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Other little shit,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. So it was different.
Right.
You dig? So I'm,
right.
I'm feeling
and that's,
you
that's
on
my
that,
point. They could do shit with their mama that they couldn't do with you, brother. That is the whole
right.
purpose of having the goddamn daddy there 24/7, bro. And a lot of the times, it ain't even the men's goddamn fault. It's the mothers that's just bitter and angry and want the government to take care of them. They push the daddies up out of there. Dig what I'm saying? So a lot of the times, it ain't always
mm-hmm.
the daddy's fault that shit happened, bro. Like, you know, the fact that you just said that shit, that, you know, that kids can go stay with their daddies on this weekend and go back home and do whatever the fuck they want. But when they went daddy, it's a whole different goddamn child you're dealing with right there. They act way different around daddy
mm-hmm.
because daddy don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
right.
this is so vital to the poor community, especially black community. 75% of black children are born under wedlock, brother. They're born out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is not a good thing. That means a lot of single mother households is popping these children out, raising them to be emotional like this. There's no men in there. So what you get is a whole damn hood full of emotional dudes, and they run around killing, fighting, and fucking, and doing all this. They're doing all this extra shit because they think like women. So it's a hell of a goddamn cycle, though, brother. It's eating motherfuckers up, man. Men need to start
right.
being back in their children's life. They need to start marrying women and then having children with them and actually know how to be men so that they can keep their woman. And does that mean kiss your woman's
right.
ass and let her do whatever the fuck to you and call the shots? No, sir. Does that mean dictate your woman and act like a pimp to her and slap her down when she get wrong? No, sir. Being a goddamn man is nothing to do with having a pimp mind state of where a bitch ain't supposed to be in charge. It's not like that, though. But what happens is the old classic biblical sense of this shit is that God already set this law in place where it's God over man, God over Christ, Christ over man over woman, woman over children. There was a goddamn umbrella that shit is set in place already in biblical sense. And back in the day when everybody lived under that law, that if a man really
mm-hmm.
was for God, he could actually control his household. He could take care of his wife and his kids because God's love came through him and straight down the line. You dig what I'm saying? It went through him,
right.
went to the wife, and it went to the children. God set this up, though, brother. So the fact that everybody nowadays we're dealing with a society that's mostly atheist or Islamic, nobody believes in Christ anymore. They all turning away from that shit because it literally goes against all the socialist principles that they have in order. You dig what I'm saying? Everybody nowadays wants to be able to do whatever the fuck they want whenever the fuck they want to do the shit. Women want to control the men, and men is letting women control them like little babies and shit like they still their mothers. You dig what I'm saying? Like, look at all the relationships you look at nowadays. How many of the men you see in relationships, their woman is sort of like their mother in a sense? You know, the man always wants to goddamn, always wants to just do good by her, though. She can never do no fucking wrong. Oh, yeah, man, you know, I got to give her what she wants because if not, I'm about to hear about it. I mean, how sensitive does all this sound? But that sounds like they're talking about their mama, though. Like, it's pitiful. They're literally women are getting in relationships with beta males, and it's like being in a lesbian relationship. You're dealing with two women now because you might have a man that has a physical male body, but his mind state is the same as yours, baby. So, yeah, you're dealing with two women. That's a lesbian relationship you're dealing with right there on a mental basis. So what that does psychologically is now you got two women dealing with each other, but the woman ain't gay. So what that does is cause conflict because she didn't want to marry a
right.
woman. She wanted to marry a man. But mentally, he's not a man, so now she's conflicted. That's where the problems start because men ain't men anymore mentally. They're women. I was the same way last year, and I'm still fighting it every damn day, though. Every day it's a struggle because I used to live the lie. Now I know better, but because the fact that I'm by myself, I have to correct it by myself. It's going to take a little bit more time, but I am learning about this shit, though, because last year I was all of that and some. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit was crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Deep, bro. I love it, though.
I don't got no filter, though. You got to let me know if I'm doing too much. But I don't have no filter. I can go all fucking day. Like, I don't know your soul protocol and shit. Some people don't be wanting to hear all that. They be... I guess you got to let me know, though. I don't want to disrespect you. So you got to let me know this shit, because I ain't going to get mad if you tell me to relax. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no bitch. I ain't going to get mad at you. But you just got to set the boundaries for me. This is your show, brother. You got to set them boundaries. Let me know.
Right. Well, no, you always good with me, bro. You always good with me. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, and I try to tell people this, like, and some people be like, sometimes I can't help everybody because I speak monstrously, and I'm not being mean. I'm just when I speak, I'm like that last word right before your mama whooped your ass. Like, didn't I tell you? You know what I mean? Everybody can't be taught by going, listen, sir, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Everybody can't take that message.
Right.
Somebody has to be raw and bring it to you 100, unbiased, and that's what it is. Now, whether you agree with it or not, it's something different. But this is how
Absolutely.
I feel. If you ask me about my opinion, wrong,
Absolutely.
whatever. If you ain't want to hear it, don't ask me.
Absolutely, yeah. Respect. Absolutely, though. Respect, 100%.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's how it goes down. So, all
right. Two grown men talking right now. That's all that is, bro.
So, all right, let's see. So here's a little Comic Cafe funny that I usually get. Let's see, and I think I got another track to play. But I want to ask you how you feel about this, because I be feeling some kind of way, bro. I don't know. Maybe I'm acting like my mama.
Get? Oh, come on.
I can see her doing
this. Okay. Look what you got.
You ever go to pay for something? You dig? You put like a $100 bill or $50 bill to pay for it, and now the cashier want to put it up to the sky. She want to pull out some kind of marker, pull out some extra drawer, like she's some kind of James Bond or cashiering and shit, and mark the bill to see if it's real.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one that gets upset?
Yeah, I mean, you ain't the only one to get upset, but, I mean, me personally, I just know that that's the company, you know, telling them they have to check for shit like that, or they're going to get the fuck fired. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know how many goddamn people actually go in these stores with counterfeit money. Like, my aunt works at a local grocery store in my small town of Georgia, and this bitch came in there with a counterfeit 50 and bought all kind of shit with it, and they actually caught her with it. So, I mean, you'd be surprised how many goddamn counterfeit bills actually, I mean, small cities, big cities, it's everywhere. Like, it is crazy. But they do that shit, so these companies nowadays, they make people actually goddamn put a little mark on the 20s and shit and hold the 50s and 100s up to the light. I mean, God bless them. You know, I know them motherfuckers. They don't want to do that shit no more than me wanting to do it. But by their company's policy, they have to do that shit as workers, as employees. They don't want to do that shit no more than me wanting to do it. They'd rather just take the shit and put it in the register too. But the company goddamn tells them that they got to, you know what I'm saying, they got to check the shit. So they got to do all that extra shit too. So I feel bad for the employee. They don't want to do it either.
Yeah. Because I'd be petty as a motherfucker, bro. I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, when they give me my change, I'd be like, can I use that marker? Why are you getting upset? You just put me on blast. I don't know. Somebody might have tricked you. Shit, I need to check.
Something wrong with the marker.
Yeah, I want to check your money, too. Shit, check it out. I got two tracks for y'all. Some more Cardi B. This is our new track. It's called Money. After that, I got a new artist by the name of Cam Corvée. I'm trying to get an interview with him. It's Wu-Sa Music. The first one's aggressive. The other one's kind of mellow. Comic Cafe, E-Monster, and Jay Dirty.
Look, my bitch is all bad. My niggas all real. I ride in dick in some big tall hills. Big fat checks, big large bills. Run out flip like 10 car wheels. Cold ass bitch. I give raw chills. 10 different looks and my lips so kill. I kiss him in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's smells on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
I got fans in the coupe, busting out the roof. I got fans bitch in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little ass.
Money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got bands in the coop. Bustin' out the coop. I got bands in the coop. Bustin' out the roof. I gotta fly, I need a jet.
Shit,
I need room for my legs. I got a baby, I need some money.
Yeah,
I need cheese for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble. Grim brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop. Yeah, I did go pop,
pop.
That's me busting that bubble. I'm the Sonny with the drip. Baby mommy with the clip. Walk out fighting with a bitch. Bring a thotty to the whip. If she fine or she fake, clock, damn. Walking past the mirror, ooh. On my neck, I like boarding jets, I like morning sex, but nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop, touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little ass.
Money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coop. Bustin' out the coop, I got bands in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bitch, oh, papa, you pop. Bitch, oh, papa, whoever. You know who pop the most shit? The people who shit not together.
Okay.
You know that Cardi a freak. All my pajamas is leather. Bitch, oh, black on your ass. Wakanda forever. Sweet like a honey bun, spit like a semi gun. Roll your one in one. Come get your mommy some Cardi. Yes, tip top, bitch. Kiss the ring and kick rocks, sis. Jump it down, back it up. Make that nigga put that soup, ayy. I like my niggas dark like dude, ayy. He gonna eat this ass like soup. I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than culture. All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is a KC.
Yeah, Karma Cafe. All right, I got one more track to go. So y'all think Cardi's the alpha in her relationship? You think she bossy? Good question, ain't it? So check it out. Here's some more Facebook malice that I found on Karma Cafe. I think it applies to tonight. It says every guy wants a crazy girl until y'all arguing and you try to walk off and she hits you in the back of the head with a lamp. Oops. Taken. But check it out. This is Cam Corvée. Matter of fact, I'm going to let him tell you who he is.
This is Cam Corvée, and you're listening to my new single, Give It a Try, on Monster US Radio.
So, yeah, here's some more Woosah music. So, you don't get 30 days.
Just go with the flow of things. I've been known to disappear when people talk about love or what it means. But for some reason, the way you talk about it now sound good, like real good. You got what I want, what I need, and I swear it's unfair. I want you morning, noon, and night.
I don't care.
I don't care. I wanna give it a try. falling, but you make me want to try it all over again. I wanna give it a try.
Give it a try.
Cam Corvey, Java Cafe, Monstrous Radio. We're trying to get an interview with this guy. You have to excuse me for laughing, man. Alright. This just in off the press. Alright, this just in off the press. Y'all heard earlier when I played Hot Mama, she sent something to her man, and it was called Ring, about, you know what Ring is, why you don't call. Well, apparently, Hot Daddy apparently was listening. These two, I swear, like every 3 weeks, they argue with songs on Monstrous Radio. I'm going to let both of y'all know right now, if some shit go down, I'm going to have to do 30 days because I'm not showing up in court as a witness, and I'm going to delete the whole episode. You dig? So, all right. Remember, he dedicated this to you. This is called Thought. Oops, see, I already know it's going to be a fight. Uncle Murder, Young Ma, Dios Moreo, Moreno, Monstrous Radio. Couples fighting on the radio.
So good, but their mind is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their mind is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Before I took out, I didn't know who she was. She know all them niggas popping bottles in the club. Ain't wanna believe it, I was in denial. Ain't had no good box like that in the wild. But damn near paying all the bills. I'm just keeping it all the way real. You know I'm telling the truth, I'm sipping that Hemi. She ain't call me Murder, let her call me Lenny. Wife in material, she not it. Can't believe I had my kids around that fat bitch. Gotta do better, should've knew better. Now I got a bunch of bras like you, Hefner.
I said the girls look so good, but they mind is not ready.
I
said the girls look so good, but they mind is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Just thinking of someone else in between your thoughts. Like, damn, why you gotta be a thotty? My man said he caught the neck right there in the lobby. And I was gonna wipe this bitch. Went from I love you to I don't even like this bitch. I was trying to turn the hoe into a housewife. At first, I was trying to see you with that mouth like. And I gave you the best of me. Now shorty dead to me. Though she was the one, she turned out to be a happening.
I said the girls look so good, but their mind is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their mind is not ready.
God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Oh shit, it goes down. Monstrous Radio Comedy Cafe Thursday night. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch all the links. Remember to push follow so you can get all the show updates. But if you miss anything, go to Monster US Radio at Gmail or wait, sorry, monsterusradio.com. I'm going to get it together. So, all right, y'all. As I said earlier, I would post things on Facebook every day. Make sure you connect with me. One of the Comic Cafe funnies was some lady had I posted up her kid, and it says, guess who he is for Halloween? And the little boy is dressed up as Donald Trump. And one lady said, guess who? I reposted it and put, guess who ain't getting no candy? Now, I got a couple comments over here. One lady said, throw the whole baby away. I'm pretty sure she was just joking. Her name is Sarita. But then I got another comment from PJ Agnes. Now, he's going for, here in Minnesota, he's going for mayor of, I believe it's Maple Grove. He did an interview right here on Monsters Radio. And he put, fantastic, punish the kid for a choice his parents likely made. That'll only widen the divide. So, all right, those are the two comments. Thanks, both of you guys, for commenting for Comic Cafe. But, yeah, so I mean, Jay Dirty, do you even do the whole thing, Halloween, with the giving away candy?
I mean, nah, man. I mean, as a grown man, I don't sit out with my porch light on and buy unnecessary candy when I'm already paying all my bills with my money and shit. I'm just not in a neighborhood to where, like, kids going to knock at my front door and shit to go buy no damn candy. And first of all, I mean, I just don't get into the holidays like that, brother. I just don't. I mean, I don't see the point. As a grown man that don't have any kids, I don't see the point in it. Like, you know, I got a little nephew, though, you know, and my brother and my sister-in-law, them, you know, they're taking them out to go trick-or-treat and all that. That's cool. But as far as me being a grown man with no children, I just don't feel no need to get involved in the holidays like that.
Right. Yeah, I really don't get into it too much. All my kids are grown. You know what I mean? Even when I was more into taking candy. I wasn't trying to give away no candy.
Right.
Fuck around, stick your little kid up. Give me your bag. but let me see. I don't know. I guess it's kind of different. Be kind of difficult to ask you. I mean, how would you react if the little kid came to your door? I'll say how I would react. I mean, honestly, I'd give his little ass some extra candy. I would think it's funny. I'd be like, damn, you're the biggest monster out here. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hold it against him that I didn't vote for Trump. You know what I mean? I don't really dig Trump like that, but I ain't going to take it out on a little shorty. But damn.
I mean, I'm the same way, though. Like, if a kid come to my door, though, you know, on Halloween and shit, I mean, it's a kid, bro. What the fuck I'm going to sit there and be goddamn angry with a fucking child for? I'm a grown man, bro. Like, they don't know any better, though. You know, the parents told them that, you know, you're supposed to celebrate this holiday. You're supposed to dress up as your favorite character, whatever that shit, bro. That's cool. I mean, I'm not actually going to advocate for the shit, but, I mean, if a kid so happens, and I mean, dude, come on, it's a child, bro. I'm not going to be a goddamn dickhead to a damn child. Unless he come to my door dressed as Superwoman or Catwoman or some shit like that. Then I know something. Then they're going to have to go get their mamas and daddies to come back to my house because they're going to be mad that I made their kid cry. Other than that, brother, like, it is just kids dressing up as, like, Power Rangers and shit. I mean, come on, man. That's innocent. They ain't hurting shit. Like, it's whatever. But if you out here having your damn sons and your sons dressing up as Wonder Woman and Catwoman and shit because of this new gay AIDS we in or whatever and all that shit they pushing, you got your daughters dressing up as Superman and shit, that don't fly with me because I have a little nephew. Mm-hmm. He's like 2 years old and I don't want him thinking that shit is the normal. It's not. Mm-hmm. All right. That shit has just came prevalent within the last 5 years. That shit has never been normal in my whole lifespan anyway. I don't want my little nephew to think it's okay to just do shit like that. You know, men dress as men characters, girls dress as girl characters. That's scientific, historical fact. Boys have been boys, girls have been girls.
The show's ready to kick us off.
I mean,
like the show's over.
I must have been talking too much shit. Damn. My bad.
No, it's just part of the new system, how they do it. So I guess that's our show for tonight. So, all right, people, remember, if you missed any part of it, you can always listen to the archive show 24/7, 365. Just go back to monsterusradio.com and pick the show that you want. And the only fee is that you share it. That's the only fee, is that you share it. So, all right? So all right, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Like I always say, if you go out tonight, especially in the Twin Cities, I know it's popping somewhere. It's always popping in the Twin Cities. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow, and that's for Friday Night Live. We get y'all ready for the weekend. Now, that's when we hit y'all with the dance music. It is. So, all right, J Dirty and DJ E Monster, we out of here.
Oh.
Peace.
Yeah.